Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs of 19, lows of 15. Tuesday we can expect light clouds and a gentle breeze. Highs of 21, lows of 15. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs of 21, lows of 11. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs of 19, lows of 12. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 18, lows of 11. I'll update you more this weekend. Stay tuned.
In Isle of Wight news this week, a new gift card scheme is set to launch on the Isle of Wight as part of a raft of wide-ranging measures to help get the local economy back on its feet. Residents will be able to spend in local shops, restaurants, cafes, bars and leisure venues using a special prepaid island card, helping to support independent retailers and reboot for high streets. Working in the same way as a shopping centre or department store gift card, purchasers will be able to choose how much they want to preload onto the card. The Isle of Wight Council is looking to team up with local business associations alongside town and parish councils to develop pilot schemes in Newport and Ryde. By encouraging consumers to shop local, Councillor Wayne Whittle, Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Business Development, said similar projects in other parts of the country had brought a welcome boost to the local economy. The high street and our town centres are an integral part of post-COVID recovery, he said. Meanwhile, a developer in Binstead is looking to add more houses to its current scheme. Planning permission was granted in 2017 to build 9 houses on Newnham Road, and now a further application has been submitted to extend the plot by 5 more. At the moment, the 9 properties are being built and the other land is a grass paddock, but developers planning solutions are looking to build phase 2 of the scheme, 2 3-bed and 3 4-bed houses. Agents for Development, Strickland Wright, said in planning documents the homes will be of similar character and a seamless addition to the local neighbourhood. And finally, a grant of £5,000 has been awarded from the National Emergencies Trust to Storeroom 2010's Cow's Men's Shed to help those in need across the Isle of Wight. The funding has been made available from the Department of Digital, Culture, Media and Sport and is being administered by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Foundation. The grant will enable Cow's Men's Shed to continue to support 91 members, both men and women, across the Isle of Wight by providing a number of community facilities in a safe, well-supervised area, as well as to continue their outreach programme. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Caroline Sunshine, who's a TV actress. Number 2, Sway, who's a rapper. Number 3, Megan Bolton, who's a TikTok star. And number 4, David Carter, who's a YouTube star. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now and stay tuned.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 1st of September 1666 was the start of the Great Fire of London, one of the most devastating fires in the history of the UK. The blaze started when baker Thomas Farriner left the fire that heated his oven burning, which started an inferno that destroyed 90% of the homes in London. One silver lining, however, was that the fire also killed most of the rats that had been responsible for the Great Plague, which had started a year earlier. The 4th of September 1998 was the founding date of Google, a company that is most well known for its search engine of the same name. The company was started by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two students at Stanford University in California. The company was originally only a search engine, but additional features were added over time, including email platform Gmail and video sharing site YouTube. It is estimated that Google's parent company Alphabet is now worth around $1 trillion, that's $1,000 billion, dollars. The 6th of September 1620 was when the Mayflower, the first ever ship that carried English Puritans to the New World, set sail from Plymouth. The Mayflower was originally accompanied by another ship called the Speedwell, but it sprung multiple leaks and had to be sent back. The ship landed at what is known today as Cape Cod, and the colonists were met with bitter winter weather that they were unprepared for. However, they still managed to set up a colony with assistance from the local Native Americans. Apparently, over 30 million people can trace their ancestry to the 102 passengers and 30 crew members that sailed over the Atlantic Ocean on the Mayflower. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is esurient. E-S-U-R-I-E-N-T. It's an adjective meaning hungry or greedy. Synonyms include insatiable, unquenchable, unappeasable, and prodigious. It originated from the late 17th century from the Latin word for being hungry, or from the word esse, which means eat. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their year of birth. Number 1, Caroline Sunshine, who was born in 1995, who's 25 years old. Number 2, Sway, who was born in 1982, who is age 38. Number 3, Megan Bolton, who was born in 2002 and is age 18. And finally, David Carter, who was born in 1987, who is age 33 years old today. I'll give you more famous birthdays next weekend. Stay tuned!
In iFlight News this week, Southern Vectis has introduced extra onboard measures to complement its bus cleaning regimes. The local operator has installed hand sanitizers for customers to use as they board buses across the region. Southern Vectis Managing Director Andrew Wickham said, "Since the government began easing lockdown, we have seen a steady increase in passengers across our network, and we are thrilled to be welcoming them back. Our team is good to go and so are our buses. We already have stringent cleaning regimes in place, including extra focus on touch points with antiviral wipes. But we are giving our operation the belt and braces treatment by also adding hand sanitizers. It's all about ensuring people know they can travel on our buses with confidence, and with demand for our services rising, we are pleased with the response we are seeing here." Meanwhile, Isle Access has joined forces with Nosy Marketing to produce a unique fitness challenge that takes participants on a virtual tour of the Isle of Wight. Whatever your favourite exercises, be it running, walking, jogging, wheeling, cycling, hopping, skipping, jumping, or doing the housework, you can make your way around the 94-mile course and be rewarded with a medal. All the daily exercise a person performs counts towards a virtual sightseeing tour around the island, passing well-known venues on the way. A medal is awarded on completion of the event in January, courtesy of Diametric. The challenge, which is supported by the Isle of Wight Council and Visit Isle of Wight, started this week and will conclude on 31st of December. Entry is £20 per person, with the exercise completed entered into the online system, either manually or by syncing the fitness tracker. There are options to enter solo or as part of a team, and special arrangements have been made for school classes, care settings and children's activity groups to enter as a group, combining their activity to earn a group trophy. Further details, including how to enter, can be found at www.isleaccess.co.uk. And finally, the Shed's project leader has undertaken mental health, counselling and suicide prevention training and is able to utilise these skills. Storeroom 2010's Councilman's Shed are providing a haven to people who are falling through the cracks and, whilst not necessarily physically ill, may be experiencing mental health issues as a result of COVID-19. Adam Martin, project leader, said, "Thank you very much to DCMS, NET and HIWCF for providing this funding, which is essential to ensure that we are able to carry out our work to make a real difference to people's lives." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.